Once upon a time, there was a blacksmith. And the blacksmith had the biggest arms you ever saw. Big, thick muscles, because he was always swinging his big black hammer, banging on the metal and puffing on the bellows. He always had some heavy work to be doing, and because of this, he was so, so strong. And he needed to be, do the kind of work that he was doing. However, one time, a little girl comes into his blacksmith's shop. A little girl comes in and she says, "Please, please, can you help me?" And the blacksmith, he looks down at this little girl and he said, what do you need? What could I do to help you?" She says, "My mummy is being hurt by my daddy. Can you come and protect her?" And the blacksmith looks at her. He said, "But I don't do that sort of work." "But you're so strong," says the little girl. "You could protect my mummy from my daddy. Could you come, please, please? Would you come now, please?" And the blacksmith is so drawn by the urgency of her voice that he just drops his tools and he runs behind her as she scarpers through the streets, all the way to their house. And already as he approaches, he can hear the angry voices. He can hear all kinds of nasty things going on, and he barges into the house and he gets in between the mummy and the daddy, and he stops the mummy being hurt, and he says to the daddy, "Now that's enough of that now." And the little girl, she's very grateful. "Oh, thank you for protecting my mummy. Thank you for protecting my mummy." And the blacksmith, he goes back to his work. He thinks, "Well, that's enough of that now. I need to get back to my real job." And he goes back to his blacksmith shop. And before long, he's banging on the metal again. He's banging on the metal again. And he's puffing on the bellows with his big, strong arms. But after a while, he hears a little knock at the door and a click as the latch is opened. And in comes the little girl. And he turns around to her and he says, "What now?" And she says, "Can you protect me now? The boys in the street, they're calling me names and throwing stones at me. Can you protect me?" He says, "Listen, I'm a blacksmithy, but you're so strong. Can you protect me, please?" And the blacksmithy, he sighs and he drops his tools and he follows the girl out into the street. And there's a little gang of boys just out there. He was surprised he didn't notice them before. And as soon as they see the blacksmith and they see what he's up to, they all run in different directions. And the blacksmith says, "Well, be gone with you all and leave her alone." And the little girl says, "Oh, thank you. Thank you. You protected me. You protected me." And the blacksmith, he goes back to his work. And he goes back to his work and he takes up the big hammer and he's banging away at his rods of iron that he's heated in the fire, and he's puffing on the bellows with his big strong arms. And he's getting on with some work now. The day's going by, but just as the evening's coming, just as he's finishing up his work, he hears a familiar sound at the door. He hears a familiar sound at the door. The latch is clicking, the door's swinging open. There's the little pad of feet, and he knows who it is now. He turns to the little girl. He says, "What now?" She says, "Can you protect me? Can you protect me?" He says, "From what?" She says, "From myself. I'm saying all kinds of nasty things in my head. I'm telling myself I'm all kinds of a bad person, that I'm no good and nobody loves me." He looks at her. He said, but I don't know. "But you're so strong," she says. "Please protect me. It hurts so much when I call myself nasty names." And he stares down at her. And he has no idea how to protect her. How does he do a thing like that when it's herself that's doing all the hurting? And then he has an idea. And he puts down his tools and he takes her by the hand and he sits her down on his lap in a big chair by the fire. And he whispers very, very sweetly in her ears, "You're not a bad person. In fact, you're a lovely person. You haven't done anything wrong. In fact, you being here is one of the loveliest things that ever happened to the world. I bet your mummy loves you. I bet your daddy loves you. I bet your sister loves you, and I bet your little kittens love you. In fact, you're so lovely that I bet when you walk past them, the trees love you, the flowers love you, the whole sky and all the earth loves you. And do you know what? I love you too. And the blacksmith, he paused a while, just letting his words sink in and all. And after sitting and thinking and taking it all in, the little girl's eyes, they suddenly brighten up, and she looks up at him and she says, "You did it! You protected me!" And he said, "I did." "Yes," she said, "I'm no longer saying all those nasty things about myself. I'm saying all the things to myself that you just said to me." He said, "Oh, I'm very pleased to hear that." And she jumped off his lap and she ran to the door and she said, "Bye-bye." And the funny thing was that of all the ways that he'd protected her, why, this one felt the most satisfying. And he went back to his work and he thought to himself, "I guess I am really a strong, strong man."